nearing the end? Rumors are strong this morning that the Yellow Shirt People's Alliance for Democracy is nearing its end. Disheartened by a poor response to their latest demonstration, the core leaders are said to be on the verge of disbanding the movement. This time, the PAD numbers at the rally site on Ratchadamnoonnock Avenue have regularly been in the hundreds, not the tens of thousands the once powerful alliance used to draw when it played a major role in the ousting of three past governments. The PAD has been protesting on Ratchadamnoonnock for the past 2 months, calling for the opposite Wesatsiwa administration to step down over what the group claims is a mishandling of Thailand's border dispute with Cambodia. The protest has generated very little public interest and has failed to capture the attention of powerful political figures. A PAD source said the announcement to disband could come as early as April 6th. The source said this announcement would be followed by a march to file a petition with His Majesty the King, detailing the PAD's concerns over the possible loss of Thai territory next to the Phat Wee Han Temple in Sisagate Province and elsewhere. One PAD leader, however, who should know about such things, says he has heard nothing about the core leader's plan to disband. PAD spokesman Ban Te Puapongpan denies the group is about to disappear. "We will continue our political movements until the government bows to our demands," Mr. Ban Teib said. Song Chai Bri Cha Silapakun, a law lecturer at Chiang Mai University, was surprised to hear the PAD leader's reported plan and did not believe they would disband the movement. "If they really did this, how could they then use the group to negotiate with the government about their cases?" Mr. Somchai said. He was referring to the legal cases the PAD leaders are facing as a result of the group's occupation of Sawanapum and Don Mueang airports during the rally to overthrow the Somchai government in 2008.